WSJKtoday.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Repeated denials from Iran. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After the U.S. blamed it for being behind the attacks on Saudi oil facilities, crippling some production, causing a 10% spike in oil prices this morning. Fox's Simon Owen has more live.
Dave, Energy Secretary Rick Perry pinning the blame squarely on Iran.
This behavior is unacceptable. It's unacceptable, and they must be held responsible.
Perry speaking at a meeting of the UN's nuclear agency in Vienna, calling the strikes a deliberate attack on the global economy. Iran's Energy Secretary countering, accusing the Trump administration of destructive behavior and economic terrorism. Iran's government calling the American allegations unacceptable and baseless. Dave?
Simon, Purdue Pharma, a drug maker accused in the opioid crisis, has filed for bankruptcy protection as part of the deal to settle thousands of state and local lawsuits blaming the company's addictive painkillers for overdoses and deaths. But other states that filed suit object and want to challenge the settlement in court. Those are GM workers on strike in Detroit, among the nearly 50,000 who walked off the job this morning.
We have a lot of young families working here, a lot of temporary workers, you know, that have no stability in their life because they don't know when the last day might be for them. So we're just trying to secure everyone's future.
I'm Wiley Turnage is a UAW local president. Wages, health care getting idle, GM plants restarted, other big contract issues. Negotiations resume next hour. President Trump is coming to Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's defense, tweeting, "They're looking to destroy and influence his opinions. They should be sued." This after the New York Times revised a report on a new sexual misconduct allegation from his college days. The woman said to be involved doesn't want to be interviewed. Her friends say she doesn't remember it happening.
Nearly all of the 2020 Democratic candidates began calling for Kavanaugh's impeachment, starting with two of the senators who grilled Kavanaugh the most a year ago, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. America's listening to Fox News.
Dell has something extra for small businesses, up to 45% off during their semi-annual sale. It's a perfect time to update to Windows 10 with huge deals on business computers featuring Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything. Call Small Business Technology Advisors who can help you achieve your business goals affordably with low monthly payments on the right tech for you. Just call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals for semi-annual savings.
Fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
As oil prices surge 10% over the attack in Saudi Arabia, the crippled production there, President Trump tweeted the U.S. is ready, if needed, to release oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Regardless, we'll soon be paying more at the gas pump.
We could see a price hike sometime very soon of anywhere between a nickel to 25 cents per gallon, depending on the duration and severity of the damage to Saudi Arabia's facilities.
That's oil analyst Trubly Lundberg. The president is also again calling for another Federal Reserve interest rate cut this week, and
the president says new strides are being made on a border wall. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan says Defense Department resources will help accomplish that goal sooner rather than later.
With the president's commitment, we're going to have 450 plus miles of wall done by the end of 2020.
The president also plans to reveal this week how he'll go about replacing ousted National Security Advisor John Bolton. 15 candidates are said to be in that mix. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A rock and roll Hall of Famer is dead. Rick Ocasek, the frontman for the Cars.
The iconic leader of the Cars, Ocasek, was found unconscious and unresponsive in his New York City townhouse Sunday. The medical examiner's office will determine the cause of death, but police say there were no signs of foul play. The Cars shot to fame with their new wave music in the 1970s and 80s, with such hits as My Best Friend's Girl and Drive. The band was inducted last year into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Sue Gosman, Fox News.
An actor has a new role, Fugitive. Christopher Clanton Sr., who you might remember from the TV show The Wire, escaped from custody last Friday, the day after Clanton was arrested in Baltimore for violating a protective order, then taken to a hospital for a checkup. Clanton reportedly posted on Facebook he basically walked out the front door. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 1 year in prison is the sentence for an Urbana man who admitted to taking part in a mugging. 27-year-old Deshaun Brown pleaded guilty on Friday to mob action. The incident happened July 20th in the 1800 block of South Cottage Grove Avenue. The News Gazette says the initial police report about the incident said the victim was walking when he was approached by two men who tried to get his attention. The victim started running toward a nearby apartment. At that point, two more men joined in the attack. They got to him, beat him up, and took his cell phone, shoes, and wallet before they left. One man was charged in connection to a Saturday morning wreck on I-74. State police said one driver was allegedly driving drunk and headed west against traffic in the eastbound lanes of I-74 near Lincoln Avenue when he collided with another vehicle whose driver was headed east in the left lane. Both drivers were hurt. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, this is Kirk Kaiser. At Freedom Roofing, we respect and appreciate our police and appreciate all the law enforcement does for us every single day. Because of this appreciation, we are going to give away a free roof to a deserving retired police officer to say thank you for keeping us safe. If you or someone you know wants to nominate a retired police officer for a free roof, just email freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. Just let us know in a paragraph who deserves this free roof. Again, send your nomination to freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. Freedom Roofing supports our law enforcement. This is Kirk Kaiser from Freedom Roofing. Thank you, law enforcement, for all you do.
Situated in the heart of campus town, Asian-inspired Italian cuisine can be found at Naya Restaurant.
We took some elements of some Asian food and some techniques. I went to Korea for a while. We took some elements of those and then kind of infused them into Italian. Quite popular is our risotto, which is an Italian dish, but we use Korean beef, bulgogi, with mushrooms in the risotto.
Visit Chef Thad Morrow and his team at Naya Restaurant. See the menu and get more information at NayaRestaurants.com.
All right, 8:07. Good morning. Diane Ducey off this morning. She'll be back tomorrow. My name is Stevie J. You got nice day today. Tomorrow, Wednesday, 83 today, 83 tomorrow, maybe 85 on Wednesday. 68 is the current temperature in Champaign-Urbana. Is this Mike Wallner, University of Illinois Golf Course?
Yes, it is.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Mr. Wallner, somebody stole a golf cart from the U of I Orange and Blue. Are you serious?
I am 100% serious.
Those are nice new golf carts, too. What? Tell me, give me some. Did you call the police?
Oh, yeah. Police are notified. It actually was not one of our new ones. We have some spares that we leave in our cart barn for outings and stuff when we have a big day. So somebody apparently went in there, grabbed one out, and just left. And one of the people that live on the golf course were actually driving to Walmart and saw him in the cart and asked him, hey, isn't that one of the U of I golf course carts? And he goes, no, it's my dad's. And he goes, no, I think that belongs to the golf course. So as he did that, then he bolted through the neighborhoods and ended up back, well, when they lost him, he was back here by the Honda dealership, this Massey family dentistry right around in that area back in the Arbors. And then obviously we called the police, and I'll be honest with you, I drove around there too, and I bet I passed 10 different cop cars. So
hey, they got a description of the guy. They're gonna get that. They'll get it back.
We're gonna get eventually we'll end up getting the cart back, but hard to say where that guy's going to be. But
well, I mean,
obviously, he was not a golfer. He was somebody that was, walking through.
The value on this thing is over $1,000, so it's a felony. So you're still, you know, in trouble.
It's actually $3,000.
Okay, then. No, this is ridiculous. And thinking, you know what? I don't think a lot of these things involve rocket scientists, and I don't think this did either.
No, I've been around a long time, and that's the boy, obviously, and seen a lot of things happen with golf carts, but I haven't had one stolen
really?
On my watch, at least, until last night.
And you're not going to have one stolen. You're going to get that baby back because we've got too much information on this young man who made a bad choice.
Yeah, well, we just want to get the cart back.
Yeah.
What happens to him is, you know, it is what it is. I mean.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that. Hey, before I let you go, Mike Wallner, it looks like Rizzo, there's no fracture as of this morning. They're going to do an MRI on Anthony Rizzo, the Cub first baseman's ankle. Looks like
it
might not be as bad as it looked initially. And here I was talking, I was talking about this last hour. And you know what? The standings this morning, St. Louis is ahead of the Cubs by 2-3 in front of Milwaukee. I kind of think Milwaukee might win the division.
You know what? I said the same thing the other day. When you look at their schedule, they've got four with the Padres today, and then they've got the Pirates, and then on the road to Colorado. So they got the Reds, I think.
These are 13 games that, you know, when you have this adrenaline push without Christian Yelich, and now they're rallying. They beat the Cubs 3 out of 4 in Wrigley. They beat the Cardinals 2 out of 3 in St. Louis. I think that last wild card, unless the Cardinals can change the trend that they've had this year of not being very good against good teams, I think the Cubs and Cardinals might be battling for the wild card. We'll see. But, man.
We'll see.
Whoa. And with the Cubs scoring more than the Bears, man. That's crazy.
You know, I was talking to a couple of buddies of mine last night, and I said, you know, where's all these Madden haters now?
Yeah.
I mean, they've scored 40-some runs in a week, you know, over a weekend. And, you know, okay. Now, I haven't heard one bad thing about Joe Madden in the last 72 hours.
He's a genius this morning, but you just wait until the Reds beat him once, and I don't think they will, but they might. Hey, Mike, I hope you get your golf cart back, and if anybody knows anything, they can call the police or call you or whatever.
Yeah.
All right.
Just call us. We'll come get it.
Hey, you're the man. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Thank you, Mike Wallner. He's the guy in charge at DUI, orange and blue. Guy drives around Walmart and then says it's his dad's. And then peels out and leaves. Sometimes people that make the bad choices are not University of Illinois graduates. They're just not real. Yeah. 813 ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines coming up. You're welcome to text always 359-2255.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
If your engine or transmission isn't running the way it should and you're not prepared to invest cash in a different vehicle, Long's Garage in Urbana puts miles back into the one you're driving by installing a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission. Jasper Engines and Transmissions backs their product with a nationwide 3-year, 100,000-mile parts and labor warranty. Call Long's Garage in Urbana at 367-3942 and ask for a Jasper remanufactured product.
Dealing with technology can be confusing and frustrating. With all the disorienting details of both wired and wireless technologies, it's easy to get things confused. Area-wide Technologies in Champaign make sure your virtual private information is secure and allows you peace of mind that you will always be connected to customers and their problems. Give Area-wide a shot at 359-8041 or head to their website at www.areawidetech.com and let them take the confusion of cybersecurity out of your hands.
All right, here we go. Sports headlines. Diane Ducey off today. She's back tomorrow. The Cardinals lose a heartbreaker. Here's your Redbird recap.
Well, this is one for the books, John. There's no doubt about it. The Cardinals had four home runs, and they scored six runs, all on home runs, and they lose the game 7-6 on a grand slam home run in the ninth inning.
But it was give back by the Cardinals as they had a two-run lead at one point. An error turned into a run, and then John Gant came on to try to save the game in the ninth inning. Gant was out there as Carlos Martinez was unable to go with illness, and Gant walked three. And those three runs scored when Junior Fernandez gave up a grand slam to Ryan Braun. Now, Tommy Edman hit a two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth, but the Cardinals came up one short, 7-6, and the Cardinals' lead is two over the Cubs and three over Milwaukee.
They'll send Steven Strasburg, who's a 17-game winner against the Cardinals, Dakota Hudson, 15-7.
Yep, we'll have our hands full with Washington. You got Patrick Corbin tomorrow night. He's good. You got Max Scherzer. He's one of the best. That's Wednesday. Remember, Nationals swept Chicago at Wrigley a week or so ago. So the Cardinals have their hands full. Here's hoping they stand up and say, we're not going to let this thing get away. But they're going to have to play great baseball to get it done. And what's up with Carlos Martinez, the closer for the Cubs? He was in the hospital Saturday night into Sunday. Had trouble breathing. Not good for the Cardinals and their closer, Carlos Martinez. Kyle Schwarber, just one of the many with a big hit on Sunday, heard on US 105.9.
Schwarber hits a high drive, deep left center. It's got a chance. Gone. Number 36 for Kyle Schwarber.
Yep, Cubbies win 16-6. Football Bears win on a last-second kick from Eddie Pinheiro, their new kicker. 16-14 Bears over Denver. Indianapolis beat Tennessee Titans 19-17. Will Adam Vinatieri retire today? There are rumors he missed a couple of extra points yesterday, struggling early in the year. Adam Vinatieri has been kicker for the Colts for 20-some years. Amazing. Green Bay beat Minnesota 21-16. They go 2-0. The Rams over my Saints 27-9. Oh no. Oh no. Drew Brees.
Hit my thumb on Aaron Donald. So we'll see.
Yep. He's seen a specialist in L.A. today as the Orleans Saints stay on the West Coast ahead of Seattle coming up this weekend in Seattle. But if Drew Brees is out, the New Orleans Saints one of the clear favorites certainly to challenge for the Super Bowl are in trouble. And Cam Jordan, third game in a row, if you count last NFC Championship, that the New Orleans Saints had a really bad and important call go against him. Cam Jordan on a fumble by the Ram quarterback, picked it up, ran 80-some yards. But apparently the whistle had been blown, and I wonder if Cam Jordan will be fined for his Foot Locker referee comment.
You say a touchdown got taken away. I mean, I didn't even hear the whistle. I grabbed the ball 15, 20 yards down, and allegedly a whistle was blown. Clearly, I mean, a whistle was blown. Where normally you let the play happen, any referee usually tells you you let the play happen, and then you go back and review the play.
The Foot Locker referee. The league will hear that and probably say something about that today. And the Illini lose 34-31. More on the Jeremy Warner Show coming up. I think Jeremy wrote a piece on his website, Need More Bang for the Buck, when talking about Lovey. And I don't know what to say to you. I'm a loyal fan, and I think we're better than we were last year. But the question remains, how good are we as far as wins? I don't know. I'm hoping we win all the rest. 10.5-point underdogs at home against Nebraska coming up this Saturday night at 7. Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast. Nice day, 83 for today, 83 for tomorrow, 85 on Wednesday, 68 degrees currently in Champaign-Urbana. Check this Fox Business Minute. Will the attacks on the Saudi oil over the weekend have any effect on our markets today? We'll check this update now with Fox Business Minute and be right back with you. Always welcome to Texas, the 359-2255, 359-2255, our text line. I am Stevie J. It is 820 in Champaign-Urbana, and it's Monday, September 16th.
From the Fox Business Network, the attacks on two Saudi oil facilities could delay the expected initial public offering for Aramco, the Saudi state oil company. The Wall Street Journal says Saudi officials are considering delaying their plan to sell Aramco stock, though they want more information on damage before taking action. There is concern about the threat of more attacks that could impact production or otherwise shake investor confidence in Aramco as a long-term investment. General Motors shares are down more than 2%. After its workers in 31 states went on strike early this morning, their contract ran out over the weekend. Apple is going to court to challenge a European Commission tax bill. The EC claims Apple was in effect receiving illegal state aid from Ireland after it received a favorable tax ruling for decades. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW. Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety-toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices, but many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety-toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Randy Graham at Curtis Orchard. We have the petting zoo area where they can feed the goats and the toddler area, and that's all free. And then we have a couple of things going on. Giant Slide, it's a brand new one. The kids actually love that.
Yeah.
Emerald City Rope Maze as well. That's open too. Then Putt and Play is open, and they can get a play all day wristbands. You know, they can play very affordably in the area. And then the Flying Monkey being open, they have the Toto's Lunch going on and all that.
Curtis Orchard, 3902 South Duncan Road, Champaign. Visit CurtisOrchard.com.
The ribeye has the best, the greatest steak in town.
If you're looking for Champaign-Urbana's great steak place, it's the Ribeye Restaurant. For over 40 years, with their famous salad bar and their delicious fried shrimp, chicken, and twice-baked potato. The Ribeye Restaurant, 1701 South Neal Street, Champaign. Call for your reservations today.
The ribeye is the best, we're the one, the great one steak place.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands. Here's a great offer from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering instant rebates up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying training systems. That's $1,000 in instant rebates or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at LandsInc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. Any season, any time, you can count on Lands.
See Lands or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
All right, 49,000 General Motors auto workers now on strike. Picket lines out. Don't know. They're negotiating. Alan Sachs, our first guest of the morning, did not think this is going to be a long one. Fair wages, affordable health care, a share of profits, job security, seniority for temp workers. Some of the demands. And GM came back with an offer. They rejected 49,000 GM auto workers now on strike. I think generally the deals are pretty good. Some of the line workers are making $90,000 a year, but they're not happy, and they're continuing. We'll see how long it lasts and see what it means even politically. Brett Kavanaugh, in a story by the New York Times, bringing up the allegations from darn near 40 years ago about what he did at a party. And the guy who claims this is a Clinton-connected lawyer. The woman who he supposedly abused does not remember anything. And so the New York Times put in after their bombshell story, oh, the woman doesn't remember anything. We probably should note that. You think? And only thing I can figure out is Brett Kavanaugh tilts with this nomination and this confirmation a year ago. He's on the Supreme Court already. But with that, it's 5-4, leaning conservative. Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh have not voted every time the way you think they'd vote on things, but it's still regarded as a 5-4 court. And with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 86 years young, maybe she's ready to retire. Maybe they think they need to impeach Brett Kavanaugh, start again, or taint his opinions. But what I do not understand is how a Democratic nominee for president, and darn near all of them say that Brett Kavanaugh should be impeached for what? You have no corroborating evidence. It's somebody who's connected to the Clintons making a claim about a woman who has no recollection. And you want to impeach a Supreme Court justice because of that? That's disturbing. That's really disturbing. So I don't think this is going to go very far. Kim Jong-un has sent a letter to the White House saying, let's meet again. The leader of North Korea has apparently written the letter. No response from the White House. And will there be any substantial gun control presented this week by the White House? There's thoughts that there might be something done as way of a proposal. Background checks expanded. I don't understand why expanded background checks are bad. I don't get that. Some of this stuff, I know it's like, you know, give them an inch, they'll take a mile kind of thinking from the NRA. But I don't know why extended background check is a bad thing. And then Beto O'Rourke has given the Republicans TV commercials for at least 18 months when he said, hell yes, we'll take away your AR-15 and AK-47. That'll be on an ad saying, see, he is articulating what the Democratic Party believes. Take away your Second Amendment rights. But the bottom line is, you're not going to get all the AK-47s and AR-15s off the street because the bad guys keep theirs. I don't know. I don't know why you even need those. I really don't. So I'm not consistent on this issue. I think you ought to be able to keep and bear arms, but I don't understand the bigger weapons and why you'd need that except it's your right to own them. But bad people get guns that shouldn't have them, and that I don't know how you stop that with 100, 200, 300 million guns out right now. So anyway, there's that. All right, 359-2255. You're welcome to text us. Back with the news. Final segment's coming up. Jeremy Warner after 9 with Jay Layman today. It's Monday. Listen to the former All-American linebacker. What's he think about Lovie Smith and his team, now 2-1, following a disappointing loss to Eastern Michigan? I thought Eastern Michigan, pretty good football team. Well, that's a team you ought to win at home, beat at home. And we almost did, almost made the nice comeback. Jay Layman with Jeremy Warner this morning after 9, ESPN 93.5.
Experience Experience matters when making life-changing decisions. You want a lender who has seen almost every situation in the home lending, understands the area, and is involved in our community. Hi, I'm Joni Utnich, mortgage lender at Molitor Financial Group in Champaign. I love this community and enjoy being a part of it. I'm active in Champaign West Rotary, the scholarship program for YMCA, president of Executive Club, and a sustainer for Junior League. If you're thinking of buying a home, visit me, Joni Utnich, at Molitor Financial Group at the Village of the Crossing.
NMLS number 689931. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
Did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? Wow. 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see a doctor with 51% patient satisfaction? No way. Yet 49% of you keep driving to that unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Mycomputercareer.edu.
Wow. I got a cup, a koozie, a stress ball, a shirt, a bunch of pens, a stack of pencils, even an umbrella. All with different businesses on them. This is such a good day. I love swag from these conferences.
It might be 12 different businesses on those swag items, but more than likely, it's one source of printing for those. Minuteman Press. They take your logo and put it on various items, and it's a great way for your name to be in the public conscience. Give them a try. If you own a business or you're hosting an event, head to their website, cuprinting.com, for more information.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Talks are about to start in half an hour between the UAW and GM as nearly 50,000 workers walk off the job.
When it comes to this contract, they say they only have about 2% tentatively agreed on. GM, for its part, actually in an unprecedented move, put out what it had offered to the union over the weekend. It said $7 billion worth of investments for employees, adding 5,000 jobs, more than 5,000 jobs. And this comes as there are record profits for GM, almost $12 billion in 2018.
Fox's Grady Turbo outside a plant in Detroit. And rock star Rick Ocasek has died, best known as lead singer of The Cars. She's my best friend's girl. With hits like My Best Friend Girl and Shake It Up. Police say he was discovered by his estranged wife, model Paulina Sporskova. Ocasek was 75. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. One man was charged in connection to a Saturday morning wreck on I-74. State police said one driver was allegedly driving drunk and headed west against traffic in the eastbound lanes of I-74 near Lincoln Avenue when he collided with another vehicle whose driver was headed east in the left lane. Both drivers were hurt. The driver, who was allegedly drunk, was charged with driving under the influence of alcohol and improper lane usage and had life-threatening injuries. The other driver's injuries were said to be non-life-threatening. 3 years in prison is the sentence for an Urbana man who admitted he had a gun when he was not supposed to. 34-year-old Ben Anderson was charged last fall after he allegedly hit a woman in the head and threatened her with a gun in the home they shared. Anderson pleaded guilty to unlawful use of weapons by a felon. He had prior convictions for drug offenses in Cook County, so he had been charged with being an armed habitual criminal. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
When we wanted to replace our old dishwasher, we went to every store. Then we went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Right away, we knew they had the best deal on a really nice Bosch dishwasher. And it came with their famous free 10-year protection plan. We have an older house, and when they came to install the new dishwasher, we found that the old drain pipe did not fit the new hose connections. We thought we would have to hire a plumber, but Dick Van Dyke found the right fittings to adapt to our old pipe, and our new dishwasher works great. Thanks, Dick Van Dyke. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reakin, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in the Champaign-Urbana area within the past month. I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal on your next appliance purchase. All we do is appliances, and we do them better than anyone else. Wow!
Get the whole store.
Jay Lehman is back on the Jeremy Warner Show this fall.
Is Isaiah Williams going to really compete for this quarterback spot with his ability to run the ball? I just don't know how accurate of a thrower he is.
Get the insight from the former All-American Illini linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. Catch him on Monday morning starting at 10 a.m. as he talks Illini football and breaks down the rest of the Big Ten. Thanks to Molitor Financial Group and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Don't miss a thing, and be sure to check out our podcast online at ESPNCU.com.
With the Discover It Miles card, you can go further than you've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So that means your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. Once again, I'm hosting the Live to Lead mega event at the iHotel on Friday, October 11th. John Maxwell and four speakers, Angela Ahrens, Marcus Buckingham, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com. So bring your team. I guarantee you'll be better equipped with new perspectives, practical tools, and key takeaways. Improving our minds is like working out. We can't go to the gym just once and expect to be in shape. It's a continuous process. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
Oh, it'll be a great event. October 11th. It's coming up. Martin, let's check your weather. Beautiful day today. Diane Ducey is off today. She's back tomorrow. I am Stevie J with a beautiful day up to 83. 83 for tomorrow. 85 by Wednesday. No threat of rain till toward the weekend. That's all we got right now. 70 right now in Champaign, Urbana. She's a specialist when it comes to gender issues. Kelly Aceta, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Fine. The Me Too movement took down hundreds of powerful men, and 2 years later, some people say it's costing women opportunities in the workplace. Explain. What is this?
Well, there's been research recently that just shows 60% of male managers feel uncomfortable having an interaction with women in the workplace, and that is just wow, eye-opening. The Me Too movement had to happen, but the backlash is something that we need to really focus on and slow this trend.
Well, and again, I think, speaking as a guy, you got to be so careful. I mean, because things can be taken in wrong ways. I think you just got to say, in your heart, I'm not a jerk to try and impose my will on women. And there are bad people that lead. There's no doubt about it. So again, where's the line? How do we do this?
Well, we have to go back to communicating. There's no way to legislate respect. Everyone has men and women have a different set of rules of what's offensive to them. And we can't expect other people to know what our set of rules are. Dropping an F-bomb in front of one person, not just a female, but that could be offensive to them, and it's not offensive to someone else. A hug, to one person, it can be really uncomfortable. To another person, they love hugs. So it really goes back to communicating and being okay with the two-way communication and common sense that we used to have how to interact with one another.
Yeah. And again, there are bad, bad guys, but there are women that lie as well. So even though that might be rare, it is out there.
It is. And again, just like with men, it will come to the surface. And, I just hope that men can understand the basic things of, if you don't know someone well, don't go in for the hug. Don't tell an off-color joke. It's just a common sense type thing. Don't touch a woman inappropriately down on the small of her back. If you know this person and you're comfortable with this person, it's a whole different story. And women, we need to speak up. And not just lop a man's head off if they say something or do something that we feel is inappropriate. They might not know because, again, we have a different set of rules than other women they might be associating with.
I'm telling you, though, it's amazing to me that there are men in charge that still prey on women. And I know it's out there, but it's shocking to me that in 2019 we still have that.
It's a power thing. It really is. And when men and women get to a level of power, their accountability tends to go down. And that's what we're seeing.
Okay. All right. Do you see it improving, Kelly? I mean, again, it is what it is. How do we think we can get over this?
I do. I think, you know, we tend to swing the pendulum whenever something comes to light. And I think, you know, again, we're just coming back to that. We have to get back to normalcy. And the Me Too movement had to happen. It had to. There were too many predators out there just for decades getting away with things. But now we've got to understand that's not every man that we're working with. And we just have to go back to communicating.
Kelly, you said always a pleasure. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And if you missed it, our offer today was $250. The Game Day Spirit for corporate apparel. If you own a business or a decision maker in a position to say, yeah, we'll do that, I'll give you $250 to go get some corporate stuff from Game Day Spirit. Last call, you can text in Game Day to 359-2255. 359-2255. 20 before 9.
I gotta get out of the house for a little while.
I don't feel like making dinner tonight. Let's go somewhere.
But where?
I don't know about you, but I feel like a margarita.
Well, I guess we can try to find a sitter.
And we can bring something back for the kids.
Well, where can we go that's got great kids food and also serves our favorite drinks?
El Toro!
Whether it's with or without the kids, El Toro Mexican Restaurant in Champaign has you covered. They offer a wide variety of both adult beverages and kids' entrees. Stop in today at 723 South Neal Street in Champaign.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Like many, I knew all about Game Day Spirits Illini gear, but I wasn't so knowledgeable about the corporate apparel they do. But they do really great work. I've had some shirts done, and some of my employees have too. They're very high quality and perfect for your business or organization. If you need something in the summer, need something in the winter, Game Day Spirit does custom screen printing and embroidery for every season or style. From blue collar to the boardroom, they have you covered with corporate apparel. Get a quote. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com. And you'll be pleased.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com.
It's back, and you don't want to miss this highly anticipated event. It's the Showcase Parade of Homes, September 20th through the 22nd, and the 27th through the 29th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This self-guided tour leads you through homes in the Hillshire Development in Southridge, located in Urbana, and Conway Farms Development and Middletown Place in Mahomet. See all the latest trends in outdoor living areas, decorating, gourmet kitchens, state-of-the-art audio, video technology, and green building. For more details and tickets, visit ShowcaseParadeOfHomes.com.
Okay! Let's check your morning sports. ESPN 93.5. Cardinals was a tough one, 7-6.
Well, this is one for the books, John. There's no doubt about it. The Cardinals had four home runs, and they score six runs, all on home runs, and they lose the game 7-6 on a grand slam home run in the ninth inning.
But it was give back by the Cardinals as they had a two-run lead at one point. An error turned into a run, and then John Gant came on to try to save the game in the ninth inning. Gant was out there as Carlos Martinez was unable to go with illness, and Gant walked three. And those three runs scored when Junior Fernandez gave up a grand slam to Ryan Braun. Now, Tommy Edman hit a two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth, but the Cardinals came up one short, 7-6, and the Cardinals' lead is two over the Cubs and three over Milwaukee.
They'll send Steven Strasburg, who's a 17-game winner against the Cardinals, Dakota Hudson, 15-7.
If I had Monopoly money, I'd actually bet on Milwaukee. Their schedule is so easy. Their last 13. Yeah. It's Milwaukee, the Cubs, and the Cardinals. Two will make the playoffs. One will not. Here's hoping the Cardinals win tonight. Cubbies on a roll all weekend.
Schwarber hits a high drive, deep left center. It's got a chance. Gone.
Yeah, Kyle Schwarber.
Number 36 for Kyle Schwarber.
There was drama. Anthony Rizzo had to be helped off the field with a turned ankle.
We're going to cool the levity for a moment. I think we're getting a report on Anthony Rizzo.
X-rays were taken at the ballpark moments ago on Anthony Rizzo's ankle. X-rays did not reveal a fracture. They're calling it a sprained right ankle at this point. MRI tomorrow.
Okay, so MRI today for Anthony Rizzo. He can't miss a whole lot of time with Javi Baez already on the shelf, so that's a pretty big injury. To football, the Bears get a field goal to win the game. The time running out, Chicago 16, Denver Broncos 14, Indianapolis over Tennessee 19-17, Green Bay over Minnesota 21-16. Monday Night Football, Cleveland at the New York Jets. Fighting Illini lose to Eastern Michigan. More with Jeremy Warner and Jay Layman coming up after 9 this morning. Nebraska comes to Champaign at 7 o'clock Saturday night. The Cornhuskers have been installed as a 10.5-point favorite. That's sports.
School's back in session, which means your ride better be ready. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence, like our free battery testing. If you're having trouble starting your car, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. We'll test your battery for free and help you figure out the real issue, so you don't spend money on stuff you don't need. To learn more, visit us online at AutoZone.com.
Restrictions and details in store, based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated Car Care Track 12 months ending December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Rule number 47. For her birthday, stainless steel doesn't say, I love you. So the mixer is out. Rule number 73. Unless it was her idea, it's probably a bad idea. Rule 91. Go big or go home alone.
Wow. Don't settle for less. Call the Blossom Basket Florist. Call 367-ROSE or online at blossombasket.com.
Ever wanted to speak another language? Babbel can get you confidently speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas? Ha ha, I got it. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
See why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com to try for free.
On Saturday, September 28th, the Walk to Defeat ALS will take place at Dodds Park in Champaign. The Walk to Defeat ALS honors those living with ALS, their caregivers, and family, while remembering those who have left us too soon. The Walk to Defeat ALS is the largest source of revenue for the ALS Association, which provides programs and services at no cost to patients living with ALS. Everyone can become part of the fight by joining the Walk to Defeat ALS. For more information, visit web.alsa.org/champagnewalk.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. 154 years. That's how long my family's been growing flowers and planting trees in Central Illinois. Over the years, we've grown hundreds of millions of plants, and there's a chance my great-grandfather sold plants to your great-grandfather. It's a special time of year, mom season, and Country Arbor's is home of the legendary $6 mom, the biggest, best-priced mom in the state. We grow 20,000 moms, but you'd be surprised how fast we sell out. So come out for a shade tree, a shrub, or a perennial, but make sure to pick up a few moms when you're out. Country Arbor's is in Urbana, on Windsor Road, 2.5 miles past Meyer. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out. No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms. Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
All right, ESPN 93.5. What's the weather going to do? Looks pretty darn nice. Should be about 83. Nice sunshine today. A few clouds mixed in there. Same for tomorrow. Same for Wednesday. Full sun Thursday, Friday. Might be up near 90 again by Friday. Wow. 72 now. ESPN 93.5.
It takes a lot to keep that smile bright. Brushing, flossing, rinsing, and a team of dentistry professionals like the ones you'll soon get to know at Urbana Family Dental. Affordable dental care you can count on. And to keep you at your best you and your smile sparkling bright, count on Urbana Family Dental. 1812 South Philo Road in Urbana. They'll be open soon. Call now to schedule an appointment this fall. 729-7411. That's 217-729-7411.
You know, if you're looking for a great steak or you want some fall off the bone ribs, you got to make the trip to Gifford to check out Long Branch Steakhouse. Donnie and Hunter, well, they came in and brought ribs to us on the radio show the other day, and now I'm making plans to get back to Gifford to enjoy another slab, along with some homemade sides, homemade dressing for the salad, and, of course, ice-cold beer. They've got reasonable prices. It's a short drive away to the Long Branch Steakhouse on Main Street in downtown Gifford. Go check it out. Promise you won't be disappointed.
All right, ESPN 93.5. Jeremy Warner coming up. Obviously, a lot of Illini talk. Where do we go from here? A disappointing loss to Eastern Michigan. Got to hang in there and try and get Nebraska, I guess. Nebraska's 10.5-point favorites right now for the Saturday night game at 7 o'clock.
What's up, guys? It's Shane from Rizzotti's Pizza. I just want to remind you about all of our weekly specials here at Rizzotti's in Urbana. Monday means the start of another work week, but on the positive side, it also means we do our deep dish slice and a drink for $6.50. Then Monday night, we're making up tons of thin crust pizzas, all for half price. So stop by and see us. Remember, Monday, it's those deep dish slices for lunch, half price thin crust pizzas after 4 for dinner. Rizzotti's Pizza is guaranteed to get you motivated for another work week. Find us at 701 South Gregory, Urbana.
Okay, we are giving away a roof to a retired police officer. This is your last call to get that in this week. Next week, we're going to award a free roof from Kurt Kaiser and Freedom Roofing.
Retired police officers went through a lot. The last thing they need to think about is a roof in their retirement. Freedom Roofing respects former police officers and the sacrifices they made. That's why Freedom Roofing is giving away a roof to one retired police officer. To nominate a retired police officer, just email the officer's name, address, phone number, and a paragraph on why you think they deserve a new roof and send it to freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. The team at Freedom Roofing will select a retired officer as the winner in September. That address again is freedom@sjbroadcasting.com.
Addie's Bar and Grill blends traditional sports bar food like burgers and wings, two gourmet dishes like chicken farm pasta, and pan-seared Asian salmon. But the burgers at Addie's are their specialty. Their signature Addie's burger has smoked cheddar topped with smoked brisket, bacon, and onion relish. And they douse it with bourbon barbecue sauce served on a crispy brioche bun. Why not start your meal with shareable apps such as mini chimneys made with ground beef, corn, peppers, onions, and black beans wrapped in a deep-fried tortilla? Wow, guys, I'm getting hungry. Can we wrap this up? Let's all head to Addie's.
Okay, and again, freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. If you want to send me a paragraph, freedom@sjbroadcasting.com, and you can nominate a retired police officer for this free roof just to say thank you. We know you put it out there for so many years. We know your back is sore. We can't climb on roofs anymore like maybe you used to. Let us help you out from Freedom Roofing. Nice gesture from Kurt Kaiser. All righty, what does Jeremy Warner think of the Illinois football team? What does he think about the prospects of still going to a bowl game following a game that we thought we should win, favored by 9.5? I thought Eastern Michigan is a good football team with a very good coach. The end of the first half, disconcerting with our lack of clock management. There's just no spinning that. That was bad. But you got to strap it on, and I just hate getting too far down on our team at 2-1. I still hope that there's some upsets along the way. I think we're a better football team. That's just the fans' perspective. It's just me. I think we look better than we were last year. I just don't know what that means. In the win column, we were hoping that we would really threaten a bowl this year, and now we're going to have to win at Minnesota for sure, first game in October. That's a must. And it would appear that's going to be a very good game up there because I think we're about same as Minnesota. as far as ability. So we'll see. We've got a tough one with Nebraska coming in. Skip Frost, their new coach over the last, this is the second year, I guess. And they got a really good quarterback, Martinez. So anyway, Jeremy has all that. Jay Lehman also chimes in this morning. Be interesting to get Jay's take as well. And don't forget the drive this afternoon. Tay and Piper and baseball. Nervous now. This is coming down to three teams in the Central, and probably one doesn't make it. Somebody's going to win the Central Division, somebody's going to get the second wild card, and somebody's not going anywhere. And the Cardinals, with their schedule, make me nervous. Here's hoping the Cardinals can win tonight. 6:45 first pitch. Be on the air at 10 before 6 for 6:45 first pitch. Really important, but they got a really tough team in town, Washington Nationals, over the next three games. Washington Nationals in Busch tonight, 6:45 first pitch, heard on ESPN 93.5. Cincinnati, who has given the Cubs a few problems this year, but the Cubbies appear to be on a major league roll. That's a 7 o'clock game. You'll hear that on US 105.9. Okay, meet you tomorrow on the radio. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. The Jeremy Warner Show is next. Have a great Monday.
With the Discover It Miles card, you can go further than you've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So that means your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
Ever wanted to speak another language? Babbel can get you confidently speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas? Ha ha, I got it. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
See why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, to try for free.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Joyce Meyer said, you only have one life, and if it's not going the direction you want it to, now's the time to make changes. We do that by living on purpose and making every single day count. We must not make the mistake of letting our past mistakes cause us to give up. We learn as we go, not as we sit idly by doing nothing, and we don't have to feel like doing what's right in order to do it. The greatest hindrance to improving our lives is to live according to our emotions instead of purposefully choosing to do the right thing. So, today's the day for us to seize the day. Let's say yes to what's important and no to what's not. Let's bring our best to the table and not get to bed tonight wishing we hadn't wasted a day. Carpe diem, seize the day. Get inspired to seize the day by joining me at this year's Live to Lead with John Maxwell at the iHotel on Friday, October 11th. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
I'm Jay Link, former University of Illinois linebacker and NFL veteran. When I moved back to town last year, my yard was a mess. I needed a true landscaping professional. I looked no further than All Creation Landscapes. Whether it's patios, pavers, or pergolas, All Creation Landscapes has your back. Great people, exceptional service, and a great finished product. Check them out at allcreation.net. That's allcreation.net.
Well, another week, another great grill and chill with Ben from the U of I Meat Sales Room. He brought brats. Man, were they good. Next up, it's Nebraska, and hey, it's a night game. Guess what? Ben's going to stop by Monday the 16th for thin-cut ribeyes. What? And get ready for your all-day tailgate before that 7 p.m. Nebraska kickoff. You can join us for the next grill and chill. Just stop by the station and even buy a pack of four for your tailgate. It's grilling and chilling with the U of I Meat Sales Room every Monday on The Drive.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
It's time for another My Journey with Mettler.
My name is Christina Slaby. I love doing physical therapy at Mettler. I did my own research because I knew of some other physical therapy places my friends had gone to and they weren't too happy, so I wanted to find a place that I was really happy with. And that's what I think is really special about physical therapy at Mettler is that one-on-one attention the whole hour that you're there. It really helped with like strengthening and like figuring out a lot of issues that I didn't think I have.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit MettlerCenter.com today.
Visit the new Nyer restaurant in Campus Town in the heart of Champaign. Chef Thad Morrow talks about the feedback he's been getting from customers.
We're getting great support from the community. I see a lot of people, familiar faces, people I've seen before, you know, and a lot of new faces on campus. So I think it's a really dynamic environment where you can come to the restaurant and there's a really good energy and a good vibe.
Visit Nyer Restaurant at 212 East Green Street or get the menu online at NyerRestaurant.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.